Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wait, the fullest right here.
We
start
I think we're on the air.
Oh, no, we have a little malfunction. But, hey, we on the We Go Radio Show.
Turn up.
What's up?
Okay, hold on.
We gotta say We Go Reloaded.
Okay, we gonna be on We Go Reloaded. All right, so I'm gonna come back with the We Go
Reloaded.
Hey, turn up. So happy to be back. Hopefully you guys remember me, Jasmine, and I'm going to go right across the board.
Anthony.
Keisha.
Marissa, as you know.
Fruit Snacks, yo boy.
Bryce.
Britton.
You got Mr. Johnson back here.
Cynthia, Tech Diva.
Hello. Everybody's been good. We've been gone for a while, but now we back at it fresh and ready to turn up and do this. So, how's everybody been? It's been a long time, especially with my girls.
Right.
You know, for all you guys know, Jasmine was of course, young ladies in training mentor and counselor. And I got two of my beautiful, lovely girls here with me. How y'all been, man? I miss y'all.
Hey.
Man, of course.
Missing
chords
as usual, missing Jasmine.
Yes, girl, you know. I get fine like wine,
But, yeah, you know, just trying to get back into this, our thing that we need to get back into.
Exactly.
Us, we get to be ourselves and just show off a little bit.
Okay. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. And, of course, we got a new host. Named Mr. John Williams over here. Got this all put this show back together. You know me, Jazzy, gotta swag it out to be the second, you know? So we finna do our thing and turn up and have a good time. But don't forget what our show stands for. It's for wellness, education, goals, and opportunities. So trust and believe we're always gonna spit that fire of knowledge, that fire of prosperation.
You know it.
That fire being a go-getter, but also we always going to turn it up.
It's your
y'all
boy,
already
CEO,
know.
Fruit Snacks. So. In the building, shout out to nobody. But yeah, I'm doing what I'm doing.
Just to let y'all know, this is a practice run to get us back on air.
So
also with some newcomers, and if you guys are listening, if there's a listener on there, you know, I guess we'll shoot you out there if you call or whatnot, or we'll catch you next time around.
Calling, but,
this our practice, and we just going to take this little bit of time, turn up, and have a good time.
All right, so
we'll play some music now. This will be a good time to kind of, you know, play that music. But that's a little... It's a little issue. You know, but it's all good. So exactly. So hold on. First step, let's kick it off. But y'all know I ain't gonna rap though. I'll leave that to y'all. Yeah, come on.
Fruit snacky.
Come on, let them know. Give them a little something.
Look.
You wrong.
Background issues or nothing. Y'all can help me out with this. I can't do this show by myself.
Don't worry,
y'all. I think we're out.
Oh, what's up? Welcome back.
People over here messing up phones and stuff. Over here hanging up on y'all and everything. Sorry, y'all.
Today's topic is...
I got that from that Love & Hip Hop girl.
Cardi B.
Yeah. She like, I'll probably shop. And I get this money.
Now we can go into our scheduled first song. I need everybody to take at least two words out of the song that you hear that you can possibly talk about.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right.
Sir, yes, sir.
Get down.
listen up. You can be anything in the world, and God we trust. An architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a stronger than heroin. Cocaine, sniffing up drugs, all in her nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowds you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hands in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
I'll
be where I wanna be. Boys and girls, listen again. This is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see. As cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, for you meet a man with HIV. You can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists. So act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys. You can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking weed and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write. Begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna
now,
be.
Go. We came to this country. We were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded. They heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked. Slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He was in shock that the mountains were black faces. Shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. They learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters, hoes. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
Quiet for real.
Look, I got this. You just talk here.
All right, well,
One thing, well, he already took mine off. I said, be what you want to be, and, like, don't give up, you know, like, because that's the main focus and goal. Like, people, they tend to give up a lot. Like, when they're doing something, they just give up on it. So that's what I think this song is basically talking about.
It helps them, enriches them.
Yeah, it makes them, like, give back up, like, this song should be a motivational song, telling you, like, to get back
up. It is a motivational song.
Oh, it is?
No, it is. That's what, if you pay attention to the song, it's not rapping, but there's kids on there.
Kids are background.
So it's, I know, I can't remember if you ever guys seen the video. You have to look up the video. And it's the kids that's actually, if they work hard at it, you know what I mean? The song is motivated towards you. So yeah, it is. It's always been a motivational song.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you took for Marissa. Give me your feedback.
Oh, okay. Well, what I got from it is just positivity and self-discipline. You gotta self-discipline yourself in order to be what you want to be, and then at that, you gotta stay positive, which ties into being what you want to be.
Yep. Go ahead, Miss Keisha.
What I got from it is not always following what other people are doing. It's kind of having your own rhythm and sticking what you know is good, and not just.
And what you know is right,
yeah.
You know, because that's a lot, because we always kind of slip on that. We try to run with the crowd, you know what I mean? We try to feel like we do what we want to do. No, if you know what's right, y'all better stop playing yourself, you know, and then get on your job and start doing your stuff. Mr. Isaiah over there, you just all in the cut, sweetie, just all over there. Come give us your little feedback. What you think about the song, sweetie?
I know I can do it.
I like that.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, because you can. And I want to let you guys know that, because you already know, you guys know my life story, everything. You know, I had a hard-worked life in the beginning of my life, but I'm blessed and I prospered because I knew I have to believe in myself to do it. It doesn't matter. I can sit here, preach to y'all. Y'all know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know I'm ghetto. I can sit up here and really, like, preach to y'all, tell you guys everything, but if the belief in direction and focus and prosperity and perseverance does not come from the soul heart of yourself, You're not gonna go nowhere fast.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be moving fast, but you're running in place.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta pay attention to that. You know what I mean? So, but I do love that song. Nas did that song. I like a couple of his other songs, you know, and everything. And I think that was a good song. So, John, you got some feedback?
I got
today.
A little
something. You wanna touch
that song for me personally, it really hits home, because when I first heard that song, I never could conceptualize it. But I always heard it, like, I know I can't be what I want to be. And it's actually that the transition of I know I can't be what I want to be is actually starting to happen. Like, I'm becoming what I want to be. So if you really, you know, take those words and listen to the music and let the positive things affect you the way they're supposed to affect you and not be resistant to them, they'll really work in your favor and your benefit. So with that said, you know, just keep pushing on, keep trucking.
Exactly.
That's a new word for me. We're trucking.
Yeah, we should have like a little testimony, you know, because we ain't been on here in a while, so everybody should share something they would like to share on their
like
time
a testimony
from the radio show. You know, we always would tell when something happened on the radio show, like, you know.
Yeah, it's a life event.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
we got time for that.
We got a couple, we got a few more minutes. Sorry, I'm going to start with me. So, basically, like I said before, we coming back to this thing. This is a little practice run for us, trying to get the feel. We got some newcomers, some oldcomers, and everything. So, just trying to get the feel with the new, the old, and make it reload with the We Go show. y'all like y'all playing that. That was my little cypher, y'all. That was my little cypher real quick. You know, but you know, feels good. So we just want to give y'all a little roundtable of kind of what's been going on. You know, I'm Jasmine or whatnot. But last year I went through a very hardship and stuff to the fact where I did lose who I was. I didn't feel like I was the same person. You know, I saw things, but I didn't see who I was. You know, I kind of lost myself. And I want to tell you guys, because as me being a counselor, as me being the mentor to you guys, everybody has, and everybody goes through it. You know what I mean? Everybody has different walks of life, and things happen. And I want you guys to take this away, what my mentor told me, because I used to beat myself up on y'all. Whether you guys know, but you don't know how much positivity that y'all lives impacted me. I really seen from me leaving you guys how much influence, like how much you guys just made me feel better as a person. Because not only was I doing it because I have a passion to help others, but You guys were helping me to to make me better, to make me not do stuff. I'm grown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it made me look at certain things different, and it just made me grow in different areas. You know what I mean? And that's one thing that I really do love, and I'm glad that I took from that, because I know I took a turn. You know what I mean? And I kind of went left, but I didn't fall nowhere like that. But it was just like, I just kind of went, I had a backup for a while. You
but
know what
like
I mean?
When you go through stuff, it's not really how, what you go through.
It's how you
react,
get, it's how you get through it. And see, I didn't, God didn't react to it in the way I should have it when I first started out. But me being who I am, because I know I can.
Right.
And I'm going to do what I need to do to be what I want to be, because I have a goal. I got a place to reach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My God need me. You know what I mean? To get out here to preach to you guys, to talk to you guys. You know what I mean? To do his calling and to do what I need to do for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so perseverance, that's all I need.
Right.
So that's basically what happened. I love y'all. I'm so happy to be back, y'all.
Man.
But y'all know I ain't going to be rapping on here. Y'all know I'm still sub.
Me too.
Yeah, all right. One of y'all go now.
Well, my name is Anthony, a.k.a. Brown, a.k.a. Well, we got 50 seconds. But I'm going to cut it really short. I went to the jail 2 years ago. It's hard for me. That will be my first and last time going to a big house. And I'll tell you to all the young cats out there, jail is hard. I lost my job. I lost my car. I lost everything. And then like a year later, God blessed me a car. God blessed me a job. God
he blessed Jazz's pockets with some money.
I haven't said about that yet. I think we got 10 seconds left, I believe. And I will come back with my full story.
Well, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Who's next? Because, you know, the music is taking forever long.
Well,
I'll go. Go ahead.
Well, this is really, really didn't happen. Listen to me. It was the same old things. Like, I grew up, like, a lot. Like, I just, like, I had a little growth for I got taller a little bit.
Got a little deep voice, too. Hey, Bruce, that day, y'all think he ain't cracking
right,
no more.
Right.
He got a little mad, little swag voice. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but the really emotional thing what happened was that active shooter from San Bernardino, when the dude came in the regional center. I don't know if y'all heard about that, but y'all probably did. It was very tragic because, like, the school I'm going to is a military school, and they train you, like, they train us to be, like, a military person. So we have to, like, have, like, concealed weapons, but, like, we lost, like, so much good fellow men and stuff like that. And it was, like, it was just tragic to see our city like this, like.
Yeah, this was tragic for me. This is our first history in San Bernardino that happened.
What?
The shooting.
Yeah, and like, it's crazy.
It's all
know?
The shooting, or just a specific?
The mass one.
The mass one happened in December.
Oh my God!
Which one? What mass one?
Jasmine, where have you been?
The ISIS.
Ah! We ain't blame it on them because we don't know for sure.
Well,
the
main point
is. What did
he say? The oxen?
I don't know.
But.
The
oxen. The oxen. The oxen. The animal.
Well, I had to be ghetto for a second.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that day, like, I just sat there and, like, all the, like, I was just wondering. Those families, they was really hurt that day. Like,
you ready for a change, huh?
Yeah.
You ready for a
and
change?
And like, me as growing up to be a motivational speaker,
hey,
like it just hurts me like to see people like killing each other, and they were disabled people.
No disabled person got shot.
Well.
No, they were working at a mental health.
Well,
mental
yeah.
24 people got shot. 12 people got killed. That was big, cause my cousin.
So then, go ahead.
My cousin, she's working up there, but thank God she didn't be inside that building.
Yeah.
She was on lunch. What happened? But I could call her a car, and she never picked up her phone.
That was probably a scary moment for you.
Man, me and her grew up together. Like, me and her was close. Some people, family, not close like that, but me and her was, man.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a minute left. So we hope the direction of the We Go Show will unite San Bernardino with the rest of California, and California with the rest of America, and America with the rest of the
world.
Yeah, because, you know, that's this is what our goal is, you know, for wellness everywhere. Thank you. 90 seconds. We want to educate people on the importance of unity. You know, and that's one of our main goals. So here's an opportunity for us to take right now. So as the show goes forward, let's just keep that in mind. And, you know, we got 19, 20 seconds left, so we can do like a little 15-second countdown to the end.
13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that's over?
We had complications, but it's cool. But now we got the main thing was that this was the purpose, the practice to see the you know what I mean, that how it's gonna work, the little stresses, the little things that we're gonna have. You know what I mean? So you know at